Good morning, everyone. It's good to be together to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. You know, it's not uncommon to make a wish list as we are approaching the end of the year. People celebrate Christmas by giving gifts, and especially for younger children, a wish list is a pretty common thing. It's also customary for a lot of people to make a list of New Year's resolutions. But there's another list that is even more important and is one that most everyone overlooks. And you're wondering, what list might that be? Well, it's a Thanksgiving list. And Thanksgiving lists should include things for which we are thankful. It's more important than a gift list or a list of exercises or diet plans for the new year. And it truly would be a very long list if we actually wrote them all down. But don't include trivialities if you're going to make a list. Don't write such things like, I'm thankful to not be a turkey, even though this time of year the life expectancy of turkeys is increasingly shorter. And don't be glad that you don't work in a retail store on Black Friday. Customers sometimes get in fights with each other or retail clerks. But one thing we should all be thankful for, and even right now as we are all here gathered, is here to worship God together and give Him thanks for all that He has done. After all, He's the reason we even exist. And were it not for Him, we wouldn't have anyone to give thanks to. But we should especially be thankful for all of the spiritual blessings that have been given to us through Jesus Christ. If I started writing everything down for which I am thankful, I believe I would experience something like the Apostle John did as he was writing in John chapter 21, verse 25, when he said that if everything was written down that Jesus did, I suppose the world would not be able to contain the books that were written. We would need a lot of paper to write everything down for which we were thankful. But even people who keep the popular or maybe fad-like gratitude journal today ought to start with something other than just the material possessions. We have a veritable cornucopia of things for which we should be thankful. Our lives, our health, our families, our friends, our nation, but also the greater blessings that God has given to us that include the knowledge of eternal salvation, our church family that encourages us and shows us love, especially in those times when we are a little sad or we're feeling alone. And every day we ought to give thanks for the grace that God continues showering down upon us. Oftentimes we don't even recognize it or show our thanks. But because of Jesus Christ, we have so much for which we can celebrate, and not just on Thanksgiving Day, but every day that we are alive. Most people that I know in the church celebrate Thanksgiving in some way, usually having family over or a meal together, and all of those things are traditional. But I don't know anyone who is only thankful for just one day out of the year. I think that would be a big mistake, especially considering for Christians, the Bible teaches us to offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. Now, the word continually in this verse is not being hyperbolic and supposing that we should just continually express thanks to God verbally, but it's talking about expressing our thanksgiving often and regularly. And in the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray, it also included the element of giving thanks to God, but it was on a daily basis. And we should never let a day slip by when we don't express our thanksgiving to God. It should definitely be more than one day a year. The text for the message today comes from the Old Testament. And in case there might be someone here today that thinks, well, we don't live by the Old Testament, and that is true, read in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 19, where the scripture teaches us to speak to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. The psalms written in the Old Testament are the inspired lyrics of songs that were used in worship under the first covenant. The instruction to sing psalms in Ephesians 5:19 is actually teaching us to use Old Testament writing to offer our worship under the new covenant. Only the lyrics, though, have been preserved. We have no idea what the tune might be. But in Psalm 100, there is an expression of thanksgiving. Let's try something new today. Let's read together out loud Psalm 100, verse 1 through 5. Read with me. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Now that would have been very common in the Old Testament worship after the captivity of Babylon, when the Jews came together and rebuilt the temple under the governorship of Zerubbabel with Ezra the high priest. He would oftentimes lead people in recitation just like that. It is not true that we have everything in this life by virtue of our own strength or our talent or our ability or our intellect or our hard work. In the words of former President Barack Obama, you didn't build that. God made it possible. And it wasn't because of the U.S. government that we have what we have. Whatever qualities we may have that has taken us a long way aren't there just in isolation. We aren't who we are by our own virtue. We are who we are because of what God has allowed us to be. Living in a nation that allows a free market with a general respect for law and order, a well-developed healthcare system, and a super infrastructure, as well as plenty of clean water, enables our nation to be a great success. And we are successful together because we live in this free land. But not only do we depend on our nation and other people in the nation, but there is someone even greater that we should trust in and depend upon, for it is only by the grace of God that we can accomplish anything that we accomplish. Thanksgiving.